Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. Punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rodis.
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. The Rodis Live podcast drops every Friday at midnight like clockwork. So y'all tap in on all streaming platforms and www.rodisonline.net. Alright? So 2023 was a good year. I dropped season 6. It was 15 episodes. And I got to chop it up and kick it with entrepreneurs, musicians, and kick it with some of my podcast homies. Alright? I also dropped 5 installments of the Podtape. It was a way to showcase some of my favorite podcasters, newer podcasters, and get podcasters familiar with different shows as well as the different audiences. So it was like a gumbo. It was like a gumbo. Yeah, that's the proper word. So everybody got exposed to everybody's fan bases. Just creating the thing, I listen like a fan. You know, it's kind of not like even doing work at all. We in 2024. The slogan is travel more in 2024. At the time of this recording, my daughter Treasure, it's her birthday. She's 23 years old. Let's have a round of applause for Treasure. Happy birthday, Jit. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Big hit. That's What's Poppin'. Paisley album featuring Game and Big Hit. They recorded 9 songs in one night. Shout out to them. That's What's Poppin'. Originality. That's What's Poppin'. Authenticity. That's What's Poppin'. Beats. That's What's Poppin'. Rhymes. That's What's Poppin'. Part-offs. That's What's Poppin'. 2024, that's What's Poppin'. Navigation, that's What's Poppin'. Remaining solid, that's What's Poppin'. Big hitting Game out of Rodis Live, What's Poppin' artists of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
I got your back, Faye.
100 niggas knocked out.
100 racks made.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
Couple M's for my son, had the track made.
Mason jar with the Branson in it. Two-tone Maybach, look like I spent the nigga whole advancement in it. New York bars on a Compton nigga. Mobbing through LaGuardia, he back. And this time he brought a monster with him. Big hit on some big hits. Popping big shit. Rag brighter than the lady gremlin lipstick. Right pocket on some opposite of Crip shit. Stuff half and let the rest bleed like my wrist slit. Land of the misfits, where we never miss a court date, but we miss neighborhood nip shit. If I ain't banging this shit, I'm banging his shit. Hit produced it, I wrote it, and nigga, we ain't mixed shit. and I'm still in the streets with it. Somewhere between the 105 and the middle of the beef with it. Eat with it, sleep with it. Point me out in the lineup, yep, he did it.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
100 niggas knocked out,
100 racks made.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
Couple M's for my son, had the track made. Told gang, just give me the sign, just point him out and he gon' die. I'm rushing niggas like Russians, L gang, fuck repercussions. Nigga, it's nothing, I sock you out, stomp you out, knock you out, max you out. Like I stole a credit card, nigga, who's that?
Peter Rowley,
blood leader Rowley,
cleats to his face,
nigga, meet the goalie.
His nigga ran up, then I stole him.
On PDL, bout to bleep him, homie. Nah, blood, I ain't cut, but I'm cut like that. L gang, nigga, bust, I'ma bust right back.
I keep one in the chamber till I'm the one in the chamber. Like the beats on the rest of this album.
Nigga, we bangers. I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
100 niggas knocked out,
100 racks made.
I got your back, Faye.
I got your back, Faye.
Couple M's for my son, had the track made. Track made.
Father first, real nigga second. Red stripes on my Adidas, cause can't nobody check them. Born with no direction, so I carved out my section. You gotta live life until just waking up become a blessing. Westside legend, my fighting style Tekken. But I've been in Mortal Kombat, so if the text fly, let them. Gonzales Park legend, till I had to make my exit. Too many souls lost at the Central and Rosecrans intersection. I guess that's my confession. Aside from that, I got a question. Where the coke come from? Before they gave it to the Mexicans. Never mind, that's too complex when you ain't got time to be reflecting. One blink and you in heaven. Niggas off with your necklace. Southern 50 cal, you cook it, they gon' test it. Sniff lines that we crossed right off of that gold Lexus. Round here, we call that big hit. Some things never change, except 213 to 310. Everything after still the same. Strip the whole game down and leave Earth just how I came. If they ask, tell them, hit boy, rob this motherfucking train. Minister society, who ain't forgot what happened to Kane. So I tighten the strings on my Cortez and stay in my Denver lane.
Black man, you know it's golden. Black sands, golden gloves, black hands. Shackles feel like diamond bands. I don't understand, I don't agree, I don't consent to nothing. Fuck a guilty plea, I ain't never sneak shit through customs. I ain't got a 3D printer making ghost guns and miniatures. All this fucking fitting, all bloody plan is sinister. Big pharma, new diseases, big dollars. Big doctors, big nurses, big plotting, big working. Issuing out the wrong medication, really trying to murk you. Pops winning, stomach hurting, but ain't make it out alive. Cracker swept it under the rug, called it COVID, let it slide. Fuck a lawsuit, we calling all troops. Call our keyways and woos, they call us primates and spooks. We took the whole NBA and renamed it hoops. Made it cool to smoke weed, spiced it up, called it fruit. Put a twist on the sex slang, we called it knocking boots. Unk used to violate, back to back, all the time. In prison all his life, now this shit legalized. The truth was in my eyes, you ever seen a blood cry? I'm looking in the sky, asking Pac and Easy why.
Do we go from the pen to the pen? Black woman to black men. Black child to my black friends. Black on black crime, admitting my black sins. Sitting with my black thoughts in the back of my black Benz. Black tops on the black top, poisoning black fiends. In black neighborhoods, erasing the black dreams. Black soul, taken from a black king. Leaves a broken black heart inside of a black queen.
That was Big Hit and Game. Both of those joints are available on all streaming platforms off of the Paisley album. It just came out at the time of this recording. It ain't even 3 days old, y'all. So y'all go ahead and stream Paisley on all streaming platforms. So the name of this episode is Rotation, y'all. So I was working, 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 working. So we're going to start out with the podcast. So me working on season 6, episode 15, kicking it with my friends in podcasting, music, and just the homies. So I wanna shout them out, and I wanna thank them. So some of my friends in podcasting that I got to work with, you know, in the season was Dolomite, 12 Cal, Shan, Moet Mo, and Ashley Janae. And I wanna be real specific, you know, with the music artists that's also in podcasting like myself. So Serious Note, CEO 5000, he got a blog. Kadiz, he just did the EP with Mickey Fats, Straight Music, and Crane. And I wanna shout out Smoke Troublesome from the Meet the Tylers podcast. So during the season, even though it was work, it allowed me to do what I got to do. So I want to shout out all of the entrepreneurs that was in the season as well. Donnie Diallo, he's a clothing designer from Chicago. He also has, his own shoe line. So I think he on his 8th shoe right now. He's going to be having a raffle January 18th on Facebook Live. His shoes are $247. They custom made in Italy. He got raffle tickets for $10. So I'm going to leave the link in the description of this episode. If you want to purchase a $10 raffle ticket to get a $247 pair of shoes custom from Italy, I'm going to do that. Another entrepreneur that I got to chop it up with was Rome from the Hunnets. You know, he was on a Black Wall Street episode. He been doing a Wild 100 clothing line for 25 years, you know, straight from the land. April Moore, Fresh Steps. She got a book out about foot care. She came through and kicked it. She also from the hood, Roseland, Chicago, Wild Hunnets, and Mel Blunt. You know, he came through with the financial literacy aspect, you know, trying to enlighten the brothers and sisters. And last but not least, Missy Faye. She currently has another single out. So during the season, she released, you know, Chicago 444. So now she has another single out. I don't know the name of the single, but you could go to ElizabethLovin.com and you could listen to the single, and you could also see the video as well. So it's a real hot song, y'all. And last but not least, the pod tapes. I enjoy making every one of the podcast pod tape episodes. You know, I tried to mix people up, you know, for the cross promotion and everything. And I think I did a pretty decent job, you know. I ain't trying to toot my own horn, but I tried to bring the best pod tape possible. You know, everybody got new fans in one way or another. And I listen to each episode as a fan. So I want to shout out to Cool Out Corner, Lost Speaks Podcast, Bet the House Podcast, Pun Save Thy Marriage, With Pussy Monologues, Too Much Game Podcast, Shan from She Gets It, J.I. from West Virginia, Commonplace, Mind Triggers, 12 Cal, and BTG for President, just to name a few. I think that's everybody. And Max from the Wolf Pussy Monologues. She is funny. Man, she funny. So, last but not least, you know, the podcast grew. The pod tape helped the show grow, and I'm thankful and I'm appreciative. The season, it helped the podcast grow, and I'm appreciative of that as well. So, like I said, the name of this episode is Rotation. So I was doing a lot of rap features and posting them. I shot the video with the homie Pape G. I worked with him before. We got a song called Illinois Minded. And the video that I put up on Instagram and Facebook, Life's a B, shot by the homie Allen. And Some Kind of Change. You know, that's off the homie Charismatic Nostalgic album. It features Charismatic, Notion, and myself. You can listen to Nostalgic. It's on SoundCloud. It's 11 tracks, all produced by Ben Malik. You know, I was, you know, rotating, moving, and shaking. I did the beat bonus. It was well received. You know, I really didn't want to let nobody know that I did beats, because I think I'm more of a writer, but making beats is something that I can do. I love music. And doing the beat bonus, you know, it opened up a lot of opportunities. People hit me up and everything. I got a couple of placements. So y'all be hearing that. You know, I don't want to speak too much on that right away. But, you know, I just been busy. And let me address the parasites. You know what I'm saying? I just got to do this shit. So first of all, you know, it ain't nobody in the podcasting community that I'm talking about. So this is just a general statement. So I'm really selective with my beats, maybe because I can make beats. I got a good ear for beats, but somebody found out that, you know, that I had the ability to make tracks, and they just came out of left field, you know, and man, it was just crazy. Like, I didn't expect them to, you know, even display the type of negative dialogue. You know what I'm saying? I got all this music equipment in my crib. Yeah, I use it. Yeah, I make beats. But it's just something that, you know, I kind of hold to my chest. And when I make beats and produce for people, it's under alias. Nothing don't say Rodis on it. But, you know, it just show you that people will get a disposition if they think that, you know, you stopping their paper, or you kind of in their lane or something like that. I don't know, but I ain't wired like that, so I really don't care. You know, I always made beats for a hobby and, you know, for people who need them. The way technology set up, it's real easy to get paid. So why not do it doing something that you love? The next thing that I want to address, these jinky promoters, you know, these promoters and DJs, they saying that they offering all these services and they could do this and they could do that. You know, when it comes to this music shit, I ain't green by no means. You know what I'm saying? It you gotta be really good to scam me or some shit like that. You know, I done seen it all. So I'm gonna tell you a story about a chinky promoter. So when I came out with my Focus of Four album in 2014 or 2015. This was pre-COVID. I was working it, radio plays, doing shows, moving around on tour and everything. And I mean, every time I posted something on Facebook, this dude, aka J. Alfonso, hey, y'all be aware, y'all be cognizant of him if y'all make music or doing anything in the music profession. You know, he was trying to tell me, oh, hey, don't book no studio time. The label gonna book the studio time and this and that. Don't do no shows. I'm going to have you on Funkmaster Flex and all of this. Here's my thing. Funkmaster Flex don't come on Sundays. That's one thing. Two, if I got an itinerary already set in place and I didn't budget it and allocated funds so I could go on the road and make money, so I could be in a studio recording. That's the priority. That's what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? You can't sell water to a well unless you whole. This dude, he was like, oh, I consult Oprah. I consult Jay-Z. You know. And what's funny is his profile picture, he had a Jerry curl and everything. He looked like, you know, one of the founding members of NWA, like when they first started, like Arabian Prince or something. Shout out to Arabian Prince. You know, he make dope music, dope production, good business sense. But I actually think he used the Arabian Prince picture for the profile. So I told him, like, yo, you only got one friend. I don't know you from Adam. You know, you taking all this interest in me. You must want some because, you know, this advice you giving out, it ain't good. This a bad look on you. I'm sure Oprah and Jay-Z don't deal with nobody that's, you know, unprofessional or ignorant. You know what I'm saying? And the first thing he brought up was money. Oh, you in the Wild Hunters? I know y'all got some money. So I'm going to digress off of that situation and the jinky promoters. You know, saying that they provide all these services and it's no proof, nowhere online or nothing. So miss me with that. So the next thing I want to address is Spotify and some of these streaming platforms. You know, They don't want to even give you a penny for one play. But I'm not going to tell you not to upload your stuff to Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon. Because if you got fans, they will go on there and buy, they'll go on there and pay for your album if they're a fan. Because that's what they'll do. Technology moving forward. You know, Amazon is my streaming platform of choice. And I purchase my music from there. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, these execs in the music industry, you know, they didn't rig this where, you know, music is almost free. And for the life of me, I don't understand. Well, I do understand. You know, some people, if they don't got a contingency plan, like me, I say, yeah, you can stream my stuff on Spotify, but I want y'all to purchase my stuff on the website. Now, the reason why I got all my music on the streaming platforms is so I could look at the analytics. So if I got, just say for example, if I got 30,000 streams in one area on Spotify, right? And then if I got on Apple Music, I got 10,000 streams. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put all those streams together. So that's like 40,000 streams. And this is just an example. So what I do is, I bank on getting 1% in there. 1%. So those 40,000 streams, I'm looking to find a venue that holds 400 people. And I know that those people will come out to see me. You understand what I'm saying? So I could get that dough money. So I could get that merch money, CD, T-shirt, book, flash drive. I could get all of that money. You know what I'm saying? And over the Christmas break, I sold 200 flash drives from my couch. So shout out to everybody who bought a flash drive. You know, I'm not bragging. Yeah, I sold 200 flash drives at $10. So you could do the math on that. You know, so it's just an example that you don't have to sell a million records to make money. You just got to have some type of good business sense. So now what I want to talk about is what's on the horizon. I want to talk about what's popping. So here it is. So the first quarter, a quarter is 3 months. First quarter is January, February, March. Second quarter is April, May, June. Third quarter is July, August, September. And the fourth quarter is October, November, December. All right, y'all got that? So the first quarter, I'm going to shoot a video for my new book, White Lines 2. It'll be out in February. The video will be out by February 2. So y'all be on the lookout for that. So the second quarter, I'm going to drop an instrumental album just to put it out there. It's probably going to be 15 to 17 songs, all instrumental. It's gonna be kind of like maybe a theme. But it's gonna be very diverse. The production, it's gonna be very diverse. All right, so the third quarter, which is July, August, September, I know everybody like, oh, you should do this, you should do that, but the third quarter, I'm going to drop an EP in WA style. I'm talking about 100 miles and running style. So if you're a rap fan, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Kill It Will style. That's how this EP going to be. I'm going to drop the EP. I'm going to use the streams from the single of my White Line songs and the streams from the EP, whatever I generate over those 3 months, to start booking shows for my album that's going to drop in the fourth quarter. So I'm currently penning it. I write all the time. I don't plan on shortchanging y'all. But far as merch, I will have physical copies for the book, and you'll be able to get it on Amazon, and you'll be able to get it from my website. Also, the instrumental album, I'm gonna probably get vinyl for that. Maybe a limited edition of maybe like 200 pieces, cause I am independent, y'all. It will be available on CD and flash drives as well. So, yeah, I don't have a name for the instrumental album, but I've started, and it's going to be some dope that y'all could rock with. The EP, I'm penning that. I'm making sure I pick the right beats for it. It's going to be 5 songs, no fillers. It's going to be tight. So, that's what's up with that, y'all. And, man, y'all be on the lookout for this stuff right here, man. Make sure y'all like, share, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, y'all. You know, let me know how I'm doing. Let me know what y'all think of the kid. You know, this has been the first episode of 2024. I hope y'all like it. Peace. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store, and you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. dropping the mic on Riders Live. So I want to tell everybody, be patient, be consistent, and a little hard work never hurt nobody. Appreciate the process, because it's people out here looking to prey on you. So in 2024, we ain't making resolutions. We producing results. If somebody say they can provide all these services for you and everything, make sure they show you some results. Make sure you can see some testimonials from some people that they work with. Make sure somebody can vouch for them. Somebody that's stand up, somebody that's reputable, that you know that worked with them. If they can't produce results, they're just talking out the side of their neck. And we all know fame don't pay the bill. Fools are made every day. Keep your wits about yourself when you looking to receive some type of service. Do your research. Google them. The internet is your friend. And I want to say shout out to One World Magazine. I was in a magazine last episode. I made the front cover. They did a good write-up on your boy. It was honest. You know, they reviewed my album. It was fair. So, shout out to them. And like I said, 2024 is the year of results. Fools are made every day. Don't be a fool for your ambition to make it. Don't be a mark for these clout-chasing parasites. You know, make sure they walking the walk and talking the talk with their business. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody told me, I'm sorry, I just gotta say this, y'all. So this promoter. This promoter told me, you know, he listed all the services that he provide, you know, in reference to music. But he put credit repair on there. If that ain't the biggest red flag in the world, I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. Hey, 2024 is the year of results. Fools are made every day. Don't be a fool. This has been another episode of Riders Live, y'all. Peace.